Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are currently learning Perek Lamed Aleph, Chapter 31. Just a note before we continue, which is that, first of all, this is Part 3. The second, that next week, Amir Tashem, I'll be traveling, and therefore there won't be a recording, there won't be a note for Perek Lamed Aleph, and so Amir Tashem will continue in 2 weeks. Please do Chazara. It's important to do Chazara to review. But next week, no recording. We'll continue, God willing, in 2 weeks. Okay, this is Part 3 again of Perek Lamed Aleph, Chapter 31. We're going to study this week Psukim Yud Gimel through Yud Daled. Okay, and here's the context that David HaMelech here describes. Again, the background, the backdrop is talking about a Perek where he feels abandoned. He realizes that nobody else can help him besides Hashem. In that context, Nishkachti kemeis milev. I've been forgotten like a dead person from the hearts of people. Hayisi tichli oved. I'm like a lost vessel. Kishamati dibas rabim, magur misaviv. I've heard the people talking about me, badly slander of many. This is like bad stuff, terror all around. And they gather, they conspire against me to take my life and are plotting bad against me. That's the context here. So what David here describes is that he feels alone. He feels forgotten. And as the Malbim points out, what he's really describing is that as the next pasuk indicates, and the pasuk afterwards, certainly in Tezvav, indicates that everyone had abandoned David HaMelech, and so he feels forgotten, except, as Tezvav says, Vani Alecha Vatachti Hashem. And therefore, since everyone's forgot about me, and only my enemies, I feel alone because they're the ones who don't forget about me. People want to do me harm and never forget to do me harm, but now alone. No one else cares. And so all I can do is, Vani Alecha Batati Hashem, I can rely on you. That's the basic shot, the Malbim says, of the pasuk here, these sequence of sukkim. However, I want to share what Chazal say on pasuk Yud Gimel. It's such a fundamental idea. We talk about it all the time, but it's not delved into. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amun Beis, 58b, writes the following. Amar Bishua ben Levi, Haroas Chaveiro La'achar Shloshim Yom, the person sees a friend, haven't seen him for more than 30 days, Omer, they say, Baruch Shechianu V'kimanu V'giyanu L'zman Hazeh. They say a bracha that I got to this moment, nice to see you. La'achar Shemasar Chodesh, after they say, after 12 months, they haven't seen a person in over a year. Omer Baruch Mechayim Eisen. They say the bracha Baruch Mechayim Eisen. You know, people still do that, not with the Shema Malchus, not with Hashem's name, of course, but sometimes people get offended. It's in the Gemara. You know, God forbid you mentioning, oh, I thought you were dead. Now, it's in the Gemara. The Gemara says so. Now, many poskim point out that Bezman Hazeh, because of the email and texting and phone calls, you know, Chazal maybe, they knew everything, of course, but maybe they didn't picture a world where people would be in touch and not see each other. So you can not see someone for 10 years and know they're still alive by their WhatsApp status. So whatever, Facebook, whatever it would be, you know, those kinds of things. So maybe the bracha seems strange to us, but in those days, if somebody wasn't seen, that was a real worry. God forbid what happened to them. And so after 12 months, Baruch Mechaye Mason. Now the Gemara then says, Amarav, why do you say such a bracha after 12 months? Because a person, someone who passed away, won't be forgotten from the heart until after 12 months. So no matter what's the proof, our pasuk. Our pasuk is the proof. And Rashi points out, why does the pasuk relate being forgotten from the heart? Like a kliyoved, like a broken vessel, a lost vessel, I should say. Kliyoved, Rashi says there in the Gemara. Usam kliyla achar shnimasar chodesh mishnatiach min halev. Now, someone loses something. They look for it, they search for it, they put it out on all the local chat groups. After 12 months, they give up. The yesh ba'alim la'achar shnimasar chodesh. Now, we have a concept that the yesh ba'alim automatically will kick in after 12 months, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. You have to go through a whole cycle, a yearly cycle of all three holidays, the Shalosh Regalim, in order to really say something is for sure given up hope for by the owner. And so here's the source, according to Rashi, the Gemara, the idea that 12 months is a symbol, is a point where we say somebody or something is forgotten. It is a little bit rough, I would say, maybe sensitive for someone to think about the idea that we're comparing a person, a mace, like a kli oved. But it's more the halachic principle than it is the concept. Chas v'shalom, of course, a kli is not even comparable in any way, and the least bit to a person that's lost. And sadly, actually, in our community, we've had a lot of loss in the last few weeks. We certainly understand that every loss is tragic and challenging and difficult and sad. So, but just the concept in halacha that Chazal were trying to give over. Okay, so I want to point out a couple of things here before I make a ha'ara in terms of the meaning of this. Now, David HaMelech, of course, is talking about feeling forgotten, and the Chazal take this pasuk that he writes into this halachic realm in terms of a mace, someone passed away. The El Yeraba in Simon Reish Chav Dalet, Sifches, points out that this is why, he gives two reasons actually, while we don't put up a maseva, a monument, what they call the unveiling, maybe a misnomer, within the year of mourning, within the Yud Beis Chodesh, that's why we usually wait for the year. Although in Eretz Yisrael, I know they do it at Shloshim, but the reason why the minhag became to do it after a year is one of two reasons. Either because it's a sign of chashivus, that having a monument is chashivus, and during the first year, the mace is being judged and going through a lot of tsar, a lot of difficulties, challenges, judgment, and therefore, they don't feel chashivus. So it's not appropriate to give the maseva, which is a sign of chashivus, in the first year. But the second reason he offers is the purpose of a maseva, of the monument, of the stone, is to not have the mace forgotten at all from the hearts of the families and people who knew them, which only begins after 12 months, here the Gemara says, and therefore it doesn't make sense. The whole first 12 months, no one's going to forget. It's fresh on our minds. The worry is that after 12 months, people might forget chas v'shalom about the mace, and therefore that's when we dafka want to have the monument to keep reminding us of the person that we lost. And that fits in with the Gemara here, and the second reason he gives for why we dafka specifically after 12 months to put up the maseva. In fact, it's interesting, the Shvus Yaakov Reischer, Nechelik Beis Simon Kuf Chaf Hei writes that that's why we say that even in a leap year, where there's 13 months, we still only mourn for 12 months, because again, this 12 months, the year, is what the Gemara says, that's when the Shichacha, the forgetfulness, Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, might take place. But I want to end today with this idea in terms of what David HaMelech is describing and what Chazal takes this to describe in terms of not forgetting. And I always tell people in terms of a shiva that the purpose of the first year really is to make sure that we give full focus. And, you know, you put all the halachos in context. You know, talk about not going to simchas, not having celebrations, not doing certain things that are for aesthetics. You know, people to make one sad, depressed, not at all, chas v'shalom. The purpose of all of Chazal's restrictions is really to allow one to remain focused on the person they lost for that year. Because again, after the year, the person starts to slip away in our minds. We have to keep working harder to keep them, their memories alive. But during the first year, it's sharp on our minds. We want to fully focus on that. And therefore, Chazal gave us certain restrictions to allow us to be able to do that, to focus on the person that we lost. But the Sefer I've quoted before in different drushos, different places, called the Be'er Maim Chaim. The Be'er Chaim of Chernovitz, the great Hasidic Rav. This is in Parshas Korach. He points out something fascinating. We know that Korach, when he was punished, what happened? The ground opened up and swallowed Korach. Why? So he points out beautifully, he says that if you think about it, that we're talking about a mace being forgotten, buried in the ground, forgotten after 12 months. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that nobody ever, as the Torah warns us, v'lo yekaydas Korach v'chadasa, you shouldn't be like Korach and his rabble-rousing followers. So how do we assure that? They should be totally forgotten, abandoned, their memory should be never discussed. How do you ensure that? You bury them in the ground, and even the memory that was preserved, the machto tachato ima'ile, that wasn't from them, that was from the other group, the extra followers. So we made sure their mishachach min ha'leah, they would be forgotten forever, and that's why the ground swallowed them up. There's no monument by Korach. When the ground swallows you up and there is no monument, that's when you're prone to be forgotten. That was exactly the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having the ground swallow them. That's why it was a fitting punishment for Korach v'Adah. So they should be forgotten, like somebody who is buried but has no monument after they are no longer alive. Anyway, that's the thought for today. Again, reminder, as I said at the beginning, I'll be traveling, so Mirz Hashem, no recording, no Tehillim Shir for next week, but Mirz Hashem will continue with Perek Lamed Aleph, Chapter 31, in 2 weeks. Wishing all of you a warm, wonderful, and meaningful day.